Welcome to the Talk Show for Talkers on irishtalkers.com.
Listeners, you're terribly welcome to this episode of the Talk Show for Talkers, coming to you today from Cork in Ireland, from Paul O'Mahony, who will be in the background, and Moira O'Brien, who will be in the foreground. Today, I have one message for you. What you're going to hear next, will you make a few notes and keep your notes? Because Moira is going to take us through something brand new in Toastmasters education program. Moira, I know that you are going to speak today about something new that's come through, which has been looked for by a lot of people in level one of Pathways. What are you going to talk about, please?
Quite simply, Paul, vocal variety and body language. How to use your voice and how to use your body. Two very important things in speaking. Your body speaks. Did you know that? Well, your body does speak. But let's have a look at the Pathways project. I want to recommend that the first thing that you do when you start any new project is to download the printed documentation. To do this, click on the Select to Move Between Sections at the bottom of the screen. Choose the Evaluation and Resources page. There you can click on the link Print My Project and save it to a PDF file for future reference, or you can print it out if you prefer to have hard copy. I do this with all my projects. Not that I refer to them frequently, but I know that I've got them. I don't have to go into Pathways and go through all procedures of logging in and getting the Pathways project to load, which sometimes, as you know, can take a little bit of time if the website is busy. I know I've got all that material to hand straight from my computer. The project part one is the usual thing of introduction about your assignment, assessing your skills before and the competences that you're going to cover. Part two is all about vocal variety. Part three, all about body language. And then part four is planning your presentation. Part five, of course, is completing your project with the most important thing there, assess your skills after. If you don't do that, you can't complete your project. Okay, so let's look at introduction to vocal variety. And I'm just going to quote for a couple of things here from the first page. An outstanding public speaker is very engaging. And aside from delivering a well-crafted speech, compelling speakers take full advantage of their voices. Vocal variety is more than sound or quality. It's how a speaker uses silence and pace to build tension or to add impact. Next thing we look at is pitch. And pitch is how you use the intonation, how you go, you know, up and down to make a little bit of interest in the voice. The word monotonous is not there for nothing. Monotonous comes from monotone. If you speak in a single tone of voice, it can get exceedingly boring. Oh, I've gone to sleep. So putting some variety into the pitch, as well as the volume, as well as the timbre or timbre, makes a voice more interesting and easier to listen to. The next thing, which, and I'm really pleased to see this, is how to practice levels. I've just had a series of singing lessons because I wanted to improve my singing voice. My teacher spent hours, or so it seemed like hours, on getting me to practice scales, starting low and then going, etc., and up and down and up and down to increase my range and to get me to learn how to produce these sounds. And I'm delighted that Toastmasters are adopting exactly the same thing. Practice scales and start low and work up to high and try to extend your range. Next thing, take your time. Don't rush things. It'll take time for you to improve. The more you do it, the more you are going to improve. The more you're going to extend your range. Be gentle. Don't try to strain your voice. It's not difficult to strain the voice if you overdo it. Repeat. Do it again and again and again and again and again. And broaden your range. Tone. Your tone is the emotion behind the sound of your voice. We can impart many different ways, many different thoughts in our audience just by the way that we speak and the emotion that we can produce from our voice. Volume and emphasis. We can speak softly, as I just did, or we can speak powerfully, appropriate in different circumstances. We can give emphasis to particular words. Emphasis. We can call the audience's attention to specific thoughts, specific ideas, as well as to specific words by the way that we use volume and emphasis. Next is pace. Pace, to me, well, they're all important. I was going to say it's the most important. It's not. It's one of the more important things. Pace, varying your pace, giving yourself time to think, giving your audience time to absorb what you're saying by speaking in a measured voice, by putting pauses in at places where you want your audience to stop and think and absorb. These are all very important things. And then the last thing on this is watch Mike Carr, the 2020 World Champion of Public Speaking, as he gives his speech. It's an amazing example of for vocal variety. Okay, part three is body language. Body language is stance and movement and gestures. And this is what they're going to cover. Body language is a non-verbal expression of emotions, feelings and ideas. Your posture, movement, position, gestures, eye contact and facial expressions all contribute to the message you send when you speak. And your body language can enhance your communication or undermine your message. Be aware of that. We have posture, we have stance, we have position, and we have movement. So those are four different aspects of body language. And types of gestures can be descriptive, emphatic, representational, or prompting. For example, hands up if getting your audience to respond. Their example is Ramona Smith, the 2018 World Champion of Public Speaking, how she presented boxing. It was a bit theatrical, but it's a good demonstration of descriptive body language. And lastly, plan your presentation. Review the evaluation resource. This is quite important because the evaluation resource here is slightly different to the normal ones. You can choose to have yourself evaluated using the speech profile. And this goes through, instead of the usual five or six or so headings, what is it? Seven, eight, nine headings. This covers specific things like effective or ineffective, loudness and volume, pitch, voice quality, articulation and word usage, timing or rate, and vocal variety. So that's slightly different and it's very specific to this particular project. That's it. Lastly, of course, the usual thing, review and apply. They do also suggest you meet with an experienced member, which could be your mentor or another club member or your evaluator, and keep on extending your learning. That's it. That covers the whole subject of body language and vocal variety. And I am absolutely delighted that they've put this in. We've covered this subject on the show many times in the past, but this is possibly the best distillation of this subject into one project that I've seen. And it's a great improvement on the competent communicator version. Paul, do you have any comments before we close?
This project is one I want to do several times. The reason I want to do it several times is that I have a habit I want to get rid of, which is beating the tempo of the speech with my hands and my arms. So as I'm speaking, I have a habit, which I am conscious of, but find difficult to control, which is that I make gestures which add nothing to the speech except go with the flow. And the best people I have noticed use relatively few gestures, but each of the gestures is deliberate. There's no waving of the hands. There's no playing around. Every gesture that is used is adds value. I'm not yet able to be confident that that's what I do. Sometimes I think, oh my goodness, I should make speeches with my hands tied behind my back.
Yeah, yeah.
In order to, so that I can then decide at what point I will release my hand.
Yeah, that's a very good point, Paul. I feel the same. I think most of us in Toastmasters tend to overdo the hand gestures. It's a fairly natural thing to do, that we want to be using our hands all the time. I think it would be an excellent idea to practice giving a speech with your hands tied behind your back, so that all you're doing is using your body and nothing else, your face, your eyes, your mouth, your head.
While we're on that theme in relation to this episode, I would like to organize a club meeting at which all of the speeches were made in the dark, so that vocal variety could be what evaluators concentrate on, not your position on stage, not your gestures, but your variety of volume, your variety of tone, and the word you used, variety of timbre.
I think that's an excellent idea, Paul.
Now, I have to persuade, because it's such a radical idea, I think I will need to at least bring it to the club committee so that I have some supporters for it. Otherwise, it would be a very big shock. And the last thing you want to do when you're running a club meeting is to shock people.
Indeed, sir.
Surprise, yes, but not shock.
And on that shocking revelation, Paul, we'll bring this episode to a close. We'll wish you, before we do, I just want to mention Gerard Murphy, who has been assisting us with editing and with the recordings live for the past 6 months. He's taking a break now, as he was somewhat overextended, but his assistance was invaluable for the time he was here. And I just wanted to give a quick shout out to him. That's it. We'll wish you a very happy holiday season. We will be back in the new year with a complete series of shows, as always, for the rest of this season, season 8 of the Talk Show for Talkers. We've been going for nearly 8 years. Isn't that amazing? Wow. Blows my mind. Anyway. And we'll hope to see Ted Menanthi back so I can take my usual back seat instead of opening my mouth continuously and interrupting Paul as he gives us his diatribe. So that's enough for me. Happy holidays. Bye for now. We'll see you in the new year.
Bye-bye, listeners. Have a great time.
The Talk Show for Talkers is published every week in sections at 4 p.m. every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Go to our website, irishtalkers.com, for more information.